Figgy, I know you noticed. Reggie thought he was being so cool. He thought he was being so cool, so coy, so
I didn't know he was this anti-Taylor Swift.
No, he's anti the discussion. He's anti the discussion.
Yes, I'm anti the discussion, yeah. And I mean, there's been enough people who have balked at the idea of talking about Taylor Swift that I'm like, all right, I will give them a reprieve, but no reprieve is coming, ladies and gentlemen. I tried. I did my best.
We were going to talk about it earlier.
That is John P. Lopez, if you would like to voice your complaints. Don't bring that to me. I ain't do it.
I'm not even going to talk about that. You know, we had it early on the document, kind of skimmed over it, talked about the WNBA instead. That's cool. But my confession was that.
Just because you put it at the top. Right? That's what you want to talk about.
And so Taylor Swift was on the New Heights. By the way, you know, you talk about something that's popping. On the New Heights podcast last night, we're talking about her popularity. Forget comparisons for a second.
No, very popular.
It crashed YouTube.
Did it really?
It crashed YouTube for a few minutes.
Oh, wow.
YouTube, like, they have resources.
The Astros game went pretty well.
They very rarely crash. Yeah, the Astros game did go well. So here are the numbers for those that are interested. And I have another part of this confession as well. The number of people viewing on YouTube live, it peaked at 1.4 million people watching live, which would have ranked like fifth, I saw this morning, on network TV of all the shows that aired last night. Think about that. On just a YouTube stream podcast would have been like a popular show, top five on network TV.
This is why live sports still rates, because network, like, just live TV.
Yeah.
It's not it unless you got live sports on it.
Yeah. And then this is my other confession. Well, I don't know if it's so much a confession as just an acknowledgement, but I didn't know it. I didn't know Andy Reid was a romantic. You see that?
Wait, what do you mean?
They were telling the story about how they met. Remember, he talked about it on this podcast, like, hey, I'd like to date her or whatever. Maybe she'll go out. Whatever he said, Travis Kelce. Apparently, Andy Reid knew the family, knew Taylor Swift's dad. And
yeah, from being an Eagles head coach, because she's a purportedly Eagles fan. From the clips I saw, she seemed like she ain't no football.
She's
at
learning.
All.
She knows a lot of football now.
I thought she would have known more. Yeah. She used to be supposedly an Eagles fan. She said she didn't realize that the quarterbacks weren't on the field at the same time.
Right.
I was like,
right.
Hold on,
from the part. Yeah, she said she thought everybody was on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
So she thought Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce was on the field.
Yeah.
Like. At the same,
but later on,
time.
She was breaking down cover zero versus cover two, so she's learned a lot.
That's right.
In this short time, but the dad was a big Eagles fan. They knew the family, etc. And Andy Reid called the dad and said, "Hey, I want to vouch for Travis Kelce. He's a good dude. He's an interesting guy. You know, it's almost like saying, look, she should date him, like Andy Reid." So they were both calling Andy Reid Cupid last night. On this podcast, that was quite surprising to
me. Shout out to Andy.
Old Andy Reid, yeah. Cupid, as they call him.
Andy Reid did this to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and take your upset with him.
As of today, 12 million views. 1.4 million live, 12 million views as of about 10 minutes ago.
That's not surprising.
Glad people enjoyed themselves.
Pretty popular, isn't it, Figgy?
I never said she was.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
No.
I got to finish.
Pretty popular.
When did I say she wasn't popular?
When did I say I liked her more than Michael Jackson?
Guys, you said it yesterday.
I did not.
If you don't hit that.
Those words have never come out of my mouth.
If you was a real Michael Jackson fan, you won't say such a thing.
Help. Help. I need an adult.
Have never come out of my mouth.
Lopez was born in 1990 at this point, man.
Am I a jerk for this?
Yes.
So, probably. That's fair. So, shout out to the Black Cinema Club of Houston. You guys know that Denzel out here working still has a new movie that he's doing with Spike Lee, Jeffrey Wright, some other folks in it that's coming out on Friday. So, the Black Cinema Club is like, yeah, we going to watch it. And, you know, our guy Leroy obviously works here with us. He's part of that. And so, still needed to get my ticket as of yesterday. And he's like, look, I'm sitting over here. Get this seat. This seat right here that's next to me is open. Go ahead and get it. And I'm not going to lie. I went to go look at the seats, and I was like, there's one in that same row, closer to the middle.
Oh, Lord.
That, I mean, it's better landscape. And with how eager Leroy was for me to sit next to him, I was like, he seemed like he going to talk during the movie. And I don't want to sit and watch this movie. I don't want to talk during the movie.
Does he?
So I got.
Have you been to a movie with him?
So I got. I got.
I never been to a movie with him.
I got the central seat. I didn't get the seat next to Leroy.
I don't think you're a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't think you're a jerk.
I'm good here.
Biggie? I think you're good. I think you're good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell him that, though. Well, I would just be like, man, I already got the seat. I ain't taken, man.
And then nobody shows up.
Somebody better buy that seat.
I already bought my seat, man. Dang, man. My fault, bro.
I was like, yeah, I mean, we're friends and everything, but we not going to be talking in the movie theater anyways, at least not if I have my druthers. I would like to watch the film. I would like to be able to know what's happening. So, I do feel a little bit bad about it, guilty, but I appreciate you guys letting me know that I'm good here.
So Leroy is a talker. Do we feel like Leroy is a talker in the
movie?
And
a laugher.
Yeah, that's the bigger thing.
And a laugher.
Yeah, yes. Please don't talk.
That's the other thing. If you're sitting next to Leroy and there's a funny part and he just breaks into that cacklish kind of laugh,
yeah,
don't you kind of go like cover your eyes a little bit? Like,
I'm
not with him.
He would be a great laugh to have at like a real sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Live audience.
Oh yeah.
You want somebody like that can laugh like that?
But yeah, the distinctive
maybe not
laugh,
in a movie though.
Doesn't the distinctive laugh throw you off?
Yes.
Though? Like,
but it make it even funnier though, especially if it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a scene in a TV show that's not really funny, mm-hmm. and you got somebody like that laugh, it kind of make you laugh.
Yeah,
you laughing at the laughter.
And trust me, I know that my laugh is very distinctive. And,
it is.
Look who the one to talk.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Talk about somebody else.
I'm saying it, but it's not as high pitch or as loud.
I just want to watch the movie, man. That's it.
That's right.
So I watched the Taylor Swift the interview on New Heights.
That's Figgy podcast. Fig and John Lopez again. I didn't do it.
Yeah, so I watched it and I was really intrigued to see because I never watched the Taylor Swift interview or anything like that. But I know in a podcast setting it tends to get real loose and people open up. And I got to confess, man, I got about 45 minutes in. I dipped out, man.
That's a good long time, though.
I found myself not really paying attention to it,
mm-hmm.
and it was so bad to the point when I did pay attention, I'm like, what are they talking about? So I had to rewind it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
just to kind of catch the beginning of the conversation, and I realized I guess I'm not really into the Taylor Swift, the fluff of it, because mm-hmm. she was talking about, how they met, and just a little, going to different countries together and all. And I was just like, I don't really care about that. I do feel like the good part that I watched was her talking about getting her masters back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really big into the music part of it. And I feel so bad, too, because the Kelce brothers not really into the music industry.
Right.
So they don't know anything about that. So she didn't really elaborate on some of the other stuff pertaining to the music
mm-hmm.
part, because they're not, they're not music people. So they just kind of moved on. I'm like, dang, I wish she can do some type of maybe a Breakfast Club interview or something like that.
More deep into the weeds.
Yeah, where they could kind of, shoot her straight forward.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what happened with I wanted to know more about Scooter Braun, the guy that got her for masters that she had to fight for.
Yeah.
So little stuff like that. I kind of wish I got more of that, but
mm-hmm.
it was cool for the first, I would say, 30 minutes. After that, I was done.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed yourself.
It was fun. It was an event.
Yeah.
It was an event.
Are you satiated? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And somehow, with all the Taylor Swift talk, I think I ended up being the monster in all this somehow. All right. Coming up next, let's get into our Thursday staple, buy or sell. Are you buying what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Play along. We'll do it next.